Praise the Lord. The Lord bless. On the night, and I'm not going to be preaching the night. I just want to read a couple of scriptures in a moment, and then we're going to pray. We're going to be meeting Saturday night, 6:30, to give time for a wee cup of tea after the service. So it's 6:30 Saturday night, and then our two normal service times, Sunday 11 and 6. So we'll have Brother Andrew with us. So we want to pray the night for the services, that the Lord will have his way. And I know it's hard to get people to come, but all we can do is try, make an effort. And that's all we can do, praise God, and then pray that the Lord will move, amen. Let us turn in our Bibles to the book of Acts. And I just want to read some scriptures, and then we're going to pray and seek the Lord, praise God. Acts chapter 1 from verse 1. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where they abode, both Peter, James, and John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew, and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women, and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. And in those days Peter stood in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of the names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he is numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the reward of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem, inasmuch as the field is called in the proper tongue, Haseldama, that is to say, a field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and went out amongst us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Judas, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, Thou, Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether of these thou hast chosen, that they may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place. And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, that the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in his own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Pergia and Pamphylia and Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out of my spirit in those days, and in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God amongst you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you all, as ye yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God have raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden off it. For David speaketh concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life, thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and sepulchers with us unto this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne, he, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus of God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he have shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou in my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God have made this same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort them, saying, Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received the word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and breaking of bread and in prayers. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were gathered, all that believed were together, and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods, and parted them all to all men, as every man had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking of bread from house to house, to eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, and having favor with the people. And the Lord added to the church daily it should be saved. Praise the Lord. And we know the Lord will bless the reading of his word. And there's so much in God's word, isn't there? And I tell you, that's the blueprint right there in them verses. They continued in the apostles' doctrine. And I tell you, we believe God has brought a restoration at the end time, that we're to come back to the original apostolic message. And if we come back to that original message, we must come back to the original apostolic doctrine. And the apostolic doctrine can't change, and it hasn't changed. Praise God, isn't it the same? And thank God we believe that. And that's what we want to stand for and believe and preach. And then, as we read there, God done the signs and wonders, and God added to the church. Amen. And let's pray. God will add, and God will bless your brother Andrew. Come, let's come and have a time of prayer tonight and really seek the Lord, and whatever's on your hearts tonight. Let's just close your eyes. And if you have a need tonight or want prayer for anyone that's unspoken, just lift your hand up before the Lord and we'll remember you in prayer. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your precious word of truth, for the entrance of your word giveth light. And your word is a lamp unto our path and a light unto our feet. It lighteneth the way before us. We thank you, Lord, when we received the gospel and were born again, we were lit up from the inside to the outside. We thank you, Lord, that we're new creatures in Christ Jesus tonight. We thank you for your precious blood, and I pray this evening that you will wash every one of us afresh in the precious blood of the Lamb. Forgive us every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed. Sanctify us afresh. Fill us afresh with the Holy Ghost. Lord, we need this Pentecostal experience. We have had many blessings in the past. We have had experiences, but we would desire more of that same Spirit, more of that same anointing, more of that same presence, more of that same power. Lord, we know that your resources is unlimited, that you can do far above what we can ask or even think tonight. And Lord, we're praying and asking and believing for your mercy, for your grace on our families, on our children, on our homes, that you'll save our children. We claim them. We ask you will save them. We ask you'll speak to them. We ask you'll deal with the sons, with the daughters, with the husband, with the wife, with the aunt, with the uncle, with the niece, with the nephew. Lord, people that's praying for loved ones and their hearts unspoken, but you've heard the prayers. You hear every prayer. We pray you'll answer them prayers. We pray you'll move and speak to the individuals and deal with them and convict them of their sin and unrighteousness and bring them to the saving knowledge of the truth, we pray. I ask you for the hands raised in this house tonight. Lord, you know the needs. You know the secret requests, the prayers that's been prayed in secret. And Lord, I pray we unite tonight as one, like in the book of Acts, there were one accord in one place. And we ask, Father, that you'll answer prayer, that you'll meet the need. Lord, that the situation will change for better. Lord, where's a miracle, you'll grant the miracle. Financial need, grant the financial need. Father, press down and running over the top. Lord, that you'll bless and prosper people. For you said, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul doth prosper. Lord, we believe your word tonight. We believe in a Pentecostal blessing experience. We believe in signs and wonders and miracles. Lord, we know we need your spirit to move more. We're in dead need of a revival. We're in need of an outpouring of your Holy Spirit. But we're asking you for it tonight. We're praying to bring a fresh hunger, a fresh thirst upon every single one of us. Lord, it will give us a deeper desire to serve you. The thirst after you is a deer panteth after the water brooks. David said, so my soul thirsteth after thee, O God. Father, this evening, grant these requests. We do lift Brother Andrew before you. We pray especially for him tonight, that you'll speak to him, that you'll visit him, that you'll cover him with your blood, that the angel of the Lord will be near him as he leaves, as he comes, as he goes. Bless us coming and going. Anoint them, strengthen them. Father, move in the people's hearts. We ask for those, Lord, that come to this fellowship on the odd occasion, but maybe they're backslidden, have gotten cold. Some that's left. We pray the Holy Spirit will move in them. Take a dealing with them afresh. Oh God, speak to them, we pray. And bring them back in, we pray. Stir them and move them. Fill them again. Strive with them again. Speak with them again. And oh God, have your way upon them. In Jesus' precious name we pray. And Lord, we're asking over this weekend that somebody will get saved. Lord, we can't save nobody, but we know if we preach the gospel that you promised you will add to the church such as should be saved. We pray as the gospel's preached that you'll add to your work such as should be saved. And you'll bless your own people. Strengthen each one in this room tonight. For those who've been praying for children, for loved ones, for friends, for fellowship, Lord, touch them and minister to them. In Jesus' precious name we pray and meet every need tonight. Father, we ask you again for Sister Lynn. Lord, she needs a miracle, a deliverance. We pray, God, the power of God come on her. We pray you'll deliver her from her infirmity. Lord, that you'll touch her from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, that her liver will become normal, that they'll function normal. We cast the spirit of fear and bondage from her in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. For Edwin as well, speak to them, Lord. Move on them. Cover them with your blood. We rebuke the devil over them tonight in Jesus Christ's name. And Lord, we just pray you'll have their way on each and every one of them. Pray for all the widows in this fellowship. Pray you'll strengthen them. Pray you'll bless them. Pray you'll meet their every need. Think especially of Sister Jenny and her dad tonight. Touch her dad. Minister to her dad tonight. Speak to them. Move upon them. Thank you've saved them. But we pray, Lord, you'll bring them further and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And Lord, many of us have loved ones tonight outside the kingdom not saved. But we pray you'll bring them in and move upon them in Jesus' precious name. Father, as we come aside for a time tonight, Lord, we pray you'll help us to pray that the Spirit will help us and lead us, guide us, come into this room. We pray that every spirit will be subject to the Holy Spirit. We plead your blood in this building. We ask and come against every distraction, every decoy. And we pray that the Holy Ghost will take control of our lives. And in this very room tonight, inspire men and women to pray, we pray. For Lord, you have told us to gather often and pray often. And we thank you for it tonight. Bless your word to our hearts, Lord. Strengthen your people. Bless the deacons. Bless the elders. Bless all the musicians. Bless Brother Gary as he leads the songs. Bless the children. Bless the wives, the husbands. Every single person, Lord, bless them, strengthen them. Meet their every need. For those under financial difficulties, prosper their finances, multiply them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. And Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory. Father, accept our prayers tonight. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. Let's continue this evening just to thank the Lord. The Lord bless each one.